I want to thank you, Sherry, because it's this practice has really, the word lifeline, I was listening to the show from last week and somebody said that word about that phrase of recording listening has been a lifeline, and that's exactly what I said to my coach a couple weeks ago in tears because of this content area that was really coming up for me, and I said, such emotion that if it wasn't for recording and listening, I really don't know where I would be. It would just be really, life would be really hard in some ways without the tools that we have.
Yes, absolutely. And I can't remember when we were talking about it recently, but that, so it's a really difficult time, and there's a sense that there's probably not a lot to be done about it. It's just a really difficult time. And who are who are you going to talk to? Even if you have a coach, even if you have a therapist, even if you have an understanding partner or a best friend, you can only say so much so often. And it's not the kind of usually it's not the kind of support that we need to get through something that's really, really hard. And to have that recorder there so that anything that arises, any insights, any awarenesses about the process, saying how we're feeling, anytime, middle of the night, there's always that ability to express ourselves, to know that somebody is listening, because somebody is going to be listening, and that there is a support and care that's coming to us in a way that we would not want to attempt to explain to someone who doesn't have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if we say things like, I know through this process that all of life is hearing me and is there for me and is supporting me, their eyes will start rolling around and, but when once you have the experience, you know that it's true. That in that process, we get it. I am not alone. I'm not alone.